I will say that when Donald Trump announced his presidency early part of the summer, a lot of folks dismissed him, particularly when he came out and said, I'm going to build a wall. But there, if there's anything that you can credit to him, as well as Bernie Sanders, is they are tapping into, in my opinion, sort of two outer fringes of the electorate. People who are angry and dissatisfied with government and politicians. And there is a degree of intrigue about what Donald Trump is doing. I'm a Democrat. But I tell you, I admit this, when I look at CNN or whatever news it is, I look at what's happening on the Republican side and what the latest Donald Trump has said. And then when they shift to the discussion about the Democrats, which I'm a part of, guess what, I walk out the room and get me some coffee. I will say that he really has struck a chord. But let me kind of go back to this little bit of this paradigm of the 20-20-60 rule. Many pundits feel that there is a potential cap to who he is going to resonate with. There's 20% plus who just love him regardless. He's actually growing his numbers, but there's a feeling that there's a cap because his disapproval rating is also very, very high. And so there's a feeling that that he's going to top out at some point. But there's no doubt that he has tapped into an anger. And I also think that Bernie Sanders has talked into some discontent as well. I went to a Bernie Sanders speech at Morehouse College the early part of this month or latter part of February. I was amazed at the passion and the energy and the diversity of people, particularly millennials, who were there and were excited with his message. And so he may not be quite as bombastic in some respects as Trump is, but I do think that Trump and Sanders, to a certain degree, are generating some excitement among people who typically have not been a part of the electoral process.